I'm coming home. All right, here we are again. In my last episode, I left you with this kind of cliffhanger about a decision that I had to make. And yeah, I made a decision. I made one of the most difficult decisions regarding job and a business I ever made. So I had to quit one of my jobs. I was working at Laravel and Blue Ocean Ideas, and I had to quit one job, and I quit my job at Blue Ocean Ideas, a company that I've been working now for 1.5 years, and it was one of the best jobs I ever had, completely remote. Half of the week I was working for them as a developer. I was working at an amazing project, the biggest level app that I've ever seen. I had amazing colleagues. I had a lot of support also as my when my kid came. So yeah, everything was good, but still I couldn't go on with two jobs anymore, and I had to make a decision. And yeah, it was extremely hard and also a little bit of surprising to myself, because I'm a developer who turns out also to be good at teaching and creating videos. But being a developer was like my core. And that's what I was doing at this job. I was mainly a developer. At my other job at Laravel, I'm mainly a creative guy. I'm teaching, I'm creating videos. I'm this connection point between the Laravel, the product, the brand, and the people, which I love. But yeah, at my heart, I'm a developer. So yeah, I did something that I never thought I could do. I now decided to work fully for Laravel, fully on a creative job. And before that, I said, like, I love this job at Laravel, but I love that I just do it a couple of days, so I couldn't do it the whole week. I was saying this, like, literally 1 or 2 months ago to some of my colleagues at Blue Ocean Ideas. And yeah, I love that I could work at Laravel, but also being a developer. But yeah, as I told you in the last episodes, it wasn't working like I hoped it would be, and I had to make a decision, yeah, and I made one. So I didn't make a decision against Blue Ocean Ideas. I think I made a decision in favor of Laravel. Yeah, that's how I would put it. So one thing that I noticed when Deanna, one from the Laravel community, had in her talk something like the Monday feeling. So what does it feel like on Monday when you go to work? And on Monday was Blue Ocean Idea day for me. And yeah, the last weeks I didn't felt that good anymore. I wasn't as happy as I was at the beginning. And then at the end of the week, I was working for Laravel. And these were the days that I enjoyed more. So somehow my heart was telling me that, yeah, the job at Laravel brought me more happiness. And yeah, it surprised me a little bit. And again, I knew I had to make a decision, but yeah, I thought it would be the other way around somehow. I think what's pretty interesting here is that I feel like it just turns out that I'm not a developer at my core. So I'm a developer for many years now, but every time, all those years, I always did a lot of stuff next to being a developer. A lot of marketing, a lot of creative work, creating videos and tweets, tutorials, screencasts, video series. So I did a lot of different things. And yeah, maybe developing is not what I am at my core. Maybe I'm a teacher, I'm an educator, I'm a creative guy who also turns out to be pretty good at developing. So maybe this is who I am. I don't know. I guess we have to find out. But yeah, I've made a decision to work for Laravel now most of the week. This is the only job that I'm doing now. This is where my focus lies on. And yeah, I've been working with Laravel now over 10 years, and I've been in touch somehow with Laravel all the time. So I worked with it during my day-to-day work, but I was also at conferences. I met a lot of people from the team, but also other people who was working with Laravel. I did conferences, I did talks, meetups. We have a Laravel meetup. I have Laravel merch that I wear. I have some Laravel packages. I also made a Laravel vacation some years ago with some friends from the Laravel community. So yeah, Laravel was always all around me. So I don't know, for me, this summer feels like I'm coming home. I'm coming home to Laravel, to a place where I feel now this is where I belong. And yeah, as you might have seen, there's a lot happening currently at Laravel. And I'm really proud to be part of this team, to be this, again, this connection point between the product and the people, the community, this amazing community. And I'm helping, teaching people about what's new. And yeah, this is something that I really enjoy. And again, what I am really proud of. And yeah, the best about this decision is, and I think about most hard decision, is that immediately after making those decision, you feel this kind of relief. And I felt this immediately. So I think the minute that I made the decision, I called my boss Luke from BUI and I told him immediately, because I think that's what I owe him and his team. And he's been such an amazing guy, friend, and also lead for the work there. And yeah, I had to tell him. And yeah, the best thing about those people at Blue Ocean Ideas, they were happy for me. They were sad that I'm leaving, but they were also happy for me that I found something that that will make me more happy. And especially in my current situation in my life where I needed this change, they're happy for me that I did this. And yeah, I think this also tells already a lot about those people and this company. So yeah, thank you again, Blue Ocean Ideas, and especially Luke for everything. It was an amazing ride, and I'm really happy that we can part here in the best possible way without any hard feelings. I hope so. So thank you again. And yeah, I already feel better since the decision. I think I haven't felt this good for quite some time. So this already tells me that this was the right decision for now. This is a good sign. And yeah, there was a lot of new opportunities and challenges ahead for me in my new job at Lerba, where I work now. Yeah, most of the week. So there is a lot going on. Wish me luck that this was the right decision. My heart tells me it was, and I will keep you updated. See you.